And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for November 1986. Well, just before we get into my interview with a New Zealand broadcaster, also Phil Wayne with Market Scope and John Bowker with the Travelog, I'd like to pass along some congratulations and give you our current DXChange list. First of all, congratulations go out to Kermit Geary for the top score in the AM Switch DX Quiz at the 1986 National Radio Club Delaware Convention. Our longest consecutive member wins a free year subscription in the National Radio Club. Also, Ray's wife Charlotte was a co-winner in the annual scavenger hunt. And according to Mike Nitter, that 1986 Corvette will be delivered to Walnut Park very soon. Now let's check out our DXChange list, items to sell, trade, want, etc. In the for sale column, we have a Sanyo RP8900 receiver. It's like new with AM, medium wave, FM, and shortwave bands. 6, 9, 12, 15, 17, and 21 megahertz bands. Batteries or use house current converter. It's $24 plus UPS shipping. Contact J.E. Lewis, 1502 East 25 Place, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74105. In the want-to-buy category, Radio West loop antenna with long-wave, medium-wave, and short-wave coils. Contact George E. Santulli, S-A-N-T-U-L-L-I, at 912 Marshall Drive Northeast in Leesburg, Virginia. Zip code is 22007. Also, want to buy a receiver, a TRF receiver, or similar selective portable receiver in good working condition, please state price. Willing to pay shipping within the U.S., I can have picked up by somebody in Miami. Contact Cesar Abilo, it's O-B-J-I-L, make that J-I-O, and I'm going to spell out the street here since it is Spanish, C-A-L-L-E. Enrique, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E, H-E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z, 69, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. So if you have a receiver which is in good working condition, you might want to contact Cesar. Now let's step right over to the Travelog with John Bowker.
Well, thanks, Fred Vobey. Hi, everybody. I'm John Bowker, and it's great to be back with you once again this month with some more air check IDs that I've put together. Now, I'd like to tell you, as I have in the previous two editions, that these IDs that you're hearing on the DX Audio Service were part of a collection that I had up until 1979. And then, starting in 1979, 1980, right in that time frame, I started collecting the IDs in a different way and simply recording them on cassettes chronologically. And what that means is putting them on frequency-by-frequency tapes is kind of tough. But I'm getting to them at the rate of maybe about 100 a month. And that doesn't sound like too many, perhaps, but it takes some time to make sure that I get the frequencies right. Like the city of Providence has driven me up a wall because, as far as I can tell, they just played musical chairs with their call signs and things like that. But you'll see. So what I do at the end of each of the frequency tapes is to let you know what other stations I actually have on tape so that nobody will go to an awful lot of trouble and repeat what I've already done. But I want to tell you and thank you so much. So many of you are sending in samples of air check IDs of stations that I simply don't have on tape. I'm astounded, and thanks very much for the nice words that you pass along to all the people here at the DX Audio Service when you send in those tapes. So we're just tickled pink. But let's see how it goes. We're going to start today with 6:20 a.m. as we work our way up the medium wave dial. And we'll see what we have on tape. And then I'll tell you what we also have on other tapes that we'll get to the second time around. So you'll hear those and the contributions that many of you are sending in the second time through the frequencies in future months here on the DX Audio Service. Okay, here's 6:20.
This is Vermont, WVMT, Burlington.
WVMV, WVMT, Burlington, Vermont, the correct time now stands at 10:30.
Yes, you wonder where some of these people are working now. That's terrible. This next ID is the oldest one in my entire collection, and it was recorded on one of these home disc recording things in 1951, August of 1951 this was recorded. In Middlebury, Vermont is where the machine was set up, so it's got a little distortion, but not that much. As a matter of fact, with the equalizing we can do these days, we can restore it pretty nicely. Take a listen.
CBS in Vermont, this is WCAX in Burlington.
Well, I couldn't equalize out the hum. That's the way it goes. Let's move west now with our 620 tape.
WTMJ, Milwaukee.
Now, just in case that sounded a little too good to you to be true, indeed, that did not come off the air. This is part of an air jingle package that WTMJ is presently using, and presently is September 1986. So if you would like to hear some more of the jingles, or if you've never heard a jingle package on tape, we're going to play you three or four of the WTMJ jingles that are currently being used in Milwaukee. See what you think of these.
WTMJ, the place to be for fun. WTMJ, the place to be for music. WTMJ,
the place to be
where the best things in life are free. WTMJ,
well, that's kind of fun, but it goes on for 45 minutes, so we'll cut it right there. I want to thank Jim Wellerman, Manager of Engineering of WTMJ Incorporated, for sending me a tape of those jingles, and specifically for the DX Audio Service. Thanks a lot, Jim. That's swell. Let's move along with a couple more here on 620 on your AM dial.
KTAR in Phoenix, it's 5 o'clock.
WHJB AM and WOKU FM Greensburg.
Mutual News.
This is the grown-up sound of today. You're turned on when you're tuned in to WVNJ 62 AM in New York.
Sometimes sweet, sometimes swinging WVNJ.
WSKQ Newark, New York. Esta es la superpotencia hispana, cubriendo el área metropolitana de New York, New Jersey, Long Island y Connecticut, siempre al servicio de nuestra comunidad. Estas son las grandes noticias que hemos cubierto.
Well, I guess that about does the 620 tape. Somewhere I've got that Hawaiian station, but doggone it. Goes back 12 years. Goes back to 1974, but I don't know, it's around somewhere. Okay, let's move along now to the 630 tape.
New vamp until the news is ready, please. Herb Alpert, Tijuana Brass at Radio 63, and a banda, the samba. Tom Gager along with you with a Saturday music scene from WMAL Radio 63 in Washington, D.C.
This is WIRC, Hickory, North Carolina.
A weekend in the West. KHOW, AM and FM, Denver.
Bob Shea from KXOK, St. Louis, Missouri. It's 12 noon. Temperature 76 degrees under cloudy skies. This is KXOK News. Forecasters are...
We're 63, WKBX, Savannah.
We're talking about the famous free-for-all contest on 63 WPRO Providence.
Sometime in the next hour, WPRO will make a $20 free-for-all phone call. Listen carefully to WPRO's first-to-know news. We could be calling you. And if we do, we'll ask a question about this hour's newscast.
Under fair skies, it's 91 degrees at KDWB's St. Paul. It's 4 p.m. Now, more hit music with the True Don Blue.
Well, okay, that's the 6:30 tape, and I must have a dozen IDs, various air check IDs, from WMAL in Washington, but I played just that one where I thought the fellow was having a little bit of fun. There are other stations that I do have on tape somewhere, and we'll get to those on another occasion, as I have said before. For instance, WEJL in Scranton, that we have very nicely. And other than that, though, come to think of it, I guess maybe that's the only one that you didn't hear. I have CHLT on tape, but unfortunately they don't give either the call sign or the city. That's in Sherbrooke, Quebec, and of course they've gone to a policy in Quebec, in all of Canada, where they simply are not using their call letters very frequently. So if anybody has any other stations on tape that they could send on either 620 or 630, sure enjoy having it. And for 640, well, we have two stations. One of the two, I'm not even going to dig for the ID because I want to get it again much better. And that's Hello Radio in Akron, Ohio, WHLO from years past. We have several ideas of that. And they're just awful. Oh, they're terrible. But the one you think of when you think of 640, well, here it is.
Los Angeles, KFI, 640.
That's kind of a nice jingle from KFI in Los Angeles. That was recorded in 1971 from a motel room in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, to make things better, during April of 1976, I had occasion to be in San Francisco for 2 months. We're going to hear more about that when we do our 680 tape next month. But from there, I tuned to 640 with a semi-decent Hitachi AM-FM portable radio with built-in cassette, and this is what I heard.
For half a million minutes every year, for 60,000 square miles around L.A., the voice of California is always near. KFI is never far away. KFI is never far away.
This is the home of the Talkmasters, KFI 640, and Ron McCoy.
Well, this has been kind of a busy tape here with 620, 630, and 640 on it this month for the DX Audio Service. Next month, we're going to start with 650, and we'll go on until we get bored or time runs out. As a matter of fact, time is out right now. Fred, thanks for the 10 minutes or so you've allowed us, and we'll be back next month. John Bowker for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, John. And if you'd like to write to John or send him some IDs, his address is 14 Canoebrook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey. And the zip code is 08550. That is his correct zip code. I guess a couple issues back, I did give an incorrect zip code, but it is 08550. Now here's Mr. Rock and Roll himself, Phil Wayne, with a look at Market Scope.
Thanks once again, Fred. This is Market Scope for November 1986, and I'm Phil Wayne. Wilmington, Delaware was the location for this year's NRC convention, and, for a weekend, became the pirate radio capital of the nation. As we begin our look at Wilmington radio, we begin with one of those stations the FCC knows nothing about. At least we hope not.
Tune with 65 WNRC.
In St. Thomas is the one swaying 60.
tune with 65 WNRC.
WNRC 650 was not the only station assigned those call letters for the weekend.
This is WNRC, a member of the National Radio Club Convention.
It is the bottom of the hour, and the big one boogies on.
WNRC, 22 before the hour. This is Chuck Rivers here with music from Howard Jones. Hang on, got Lionel Richie coming up.
Walker's making Mercury. You're always first with us. Talk with Bob Walker, the deal writer.
Bob Walker Sales and Service on Timberlane Court in Walled Lake, Michigan.
WNRC.
Hit Radio WNRC. This is Chuck Rivers here. 12 before the hour. This is the Chucker. Plugging the convention and playing the hits. WNRC, level 42. Something about you. I'd like to get my hands on both of them.
This is WNRC, a member of the National Radio Club Convention.
Funniest thing I've seen since last time they knocked Tiny Tim off his crutches.
She's come undone.
WNRC.
WNRC.
Ah, get out of here.
Yeah, hey. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, she's come undone, man. So many times she's been undone, I'll tell you. Hey, tell you what, this WNRC Fred Rich's Memorial Host Show is being brought to you by the Fablitz Drive-In Theater, where they have Debbie Does the Extras, starring all kinds of other people we don't know anymore. Hey, we can't see that on the radio, can we? Anyways, here's Michael Jackson. Yeah.
She was more like Baby the Queen from a movie scene. You know what you mean?
Hey, be nice to Mike Bitter when you see him today at the convention. I hear that he had a very hard time.
Come on about it, Rocky. Gotta get another hat.
Yeah, the doctor said he had psoriasis. He asked for another opinion, and the doctor said he was ugly, too. So what else is new? Here's Steve Miller and Rock Me Baby on your WNRC radio station with Fred Richards on the Fred Richards Memorial Hose Show on this radio.
Wilmington's full-service adult contemporary outlet is 1150 WDEL. Their 5,000-watt signal beams primarily southeast at night, which explains their impressive shares in fish and octopi.
Every time you smile.
It's 3 o'clock at Delaware's Radio News Leader, 1150 WDEL, Wilmington. Here's Ann Cates, WDEL News.
Good afternoon. 9 West Wilmington polling places will be reopened in time for the primary. Details coming up at first, world and national news from the network desk. Here's the NBC News team.
Right now it's sunny and 70 degrees in Wilmington. And now more of your favorite songs in stereo on 1150 WDEL AM stereo. WDEL Stevie Wonder and Overjoyed. Good afternoon. I'm Mary Lou Thomas. $207 is the current amount in the call for cash jackpot. Bill Harleman will be making the next call Tuesday morning, not Labor Day, not Monday, but Tuesday morning, bright and early. If he calls you, you're a winner if you know the amount. $207, know it to win. Here's Mike and the Mechanics, Taken In on 1150 WDEL. 3:13 at WDEL Music on the way from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Dionne Warwick, and The Supremes.
Joining the ranks of automated Drake Chenault Great Gold stations is 1,000-watt daytimer WJBR at 1290 kilohertz.
Why not be like people? Why not be like people?
Here's
Here's a reminder from the Community Switchboard. The Delaware Division of Public Health provides screenings, testing, and other health-related services free of charge to Delaware residents. For more information about the Division of Public Health, call the Community Switchboard at 475-4000.
Thanks for making the switch to Solid Gold, 1290 WJBR AM. Solid Gold, 1290 WJBR AM. Thanks for choosing us for your favorites back-to-back from four decades. We'll be right back with more.
At Airport Dodge, open this Sunday and Monday from 11 to 5.
We are Dodge, keep with people in motion.
Satisfied people in motion at Airport Dodge in the Airport Auto Mall, Route 13, opposite the airport, Newcastle.
Here's the exclusive WJBR Weather Center forecast. Mostly clear and again cool tonight. Lows back to around 52 to 55. Then on Sunday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine and warm temperatures. Highs around 75 to 78. Clear and again cool Sunday evening, lows about 55 to 60. And the outlook for Monday, more of the same for Labor Day, plenty of sunshine and a warming trend with temperatures 80 to 83. I'm staff meteorologist Bill Skura at the WJBR Weather Center.
You're spending your day with 1290 WJBR AM. 1290 WJBR AM. And that's another selection of classic favorites back-to-back. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 6 o'clock at Solid Gold, 1290 AM, WJBR, Wilmington.
WAMS 1380 was the area's longtime rocker, with 1,000 watts to the southeast at night. WAMS today sports a country music and speech impediment format.
6:40 right now here on WAMS. Be listening Tuesday morning between 5 and 11 a.m. when you hear Jerry Reed sing the Wham's winning song, Eastbound and Down. Be the 25th caller, 571-9267. Answer the question correctly and you'll win $13.80 in cash and receive your invitation to our Take a Drive in the Country party, which will be on November 22nd. You could win the 1986 Buick Grand National from the station where America sings, WAMS. Marty Stewart right now, All Because of You, on the station where America sings, WAMS.
It's coming on Wham Sunday at 12:45. It's NASCAR, the Southern 500 from the Darlington International Raceway, brought to you in part by Gambacorda Motors in Newcastle and Kirkwood Tire in Newark. Don't miss exciting NASCAR action at 12:45 p.m. Sunday on WAMS.
Baby, my baby's got a new girl. My love for you is still alive and well. My love for you is still alive.
Starting September 2nd, take a drive in the country with the station where America sings, WAMS, Wilmington.
Thank goodness there's only one more. WILM is the area's news talk station. Good luck DXing this one at 1450 kilohertz.
In Washington, Matt Kay, News Radio WILM.
76 degrees in downtown Wilmington, sunny skies, WILM News Radio time, 3:55. Orioles baseball coming up in just a moment.
This is Fred F., the moderator of the Northern Delaware Intergroup program on alcoholism and AA. We're talking about alcoholism, the disease, the third greatest killer in America. Join us at 7:37 a.m. on Sunday and 10:37 p.m. on Sunday here on News Radio WILM 1450 on your dial.
WILM News Radio time 3:56. It's WILM Home Run Derby time. If you're one of the first 10 callers to call WILM after an Oriole hits a homer during the game, you'll be eligible to win a pair of Orioles tickets, a $20 gift certificate from Del Rose 2, a six-pack of Pepsi, and an Oriole souvenir. Two names will be chosen at random. Winners' names will be announced between 6:30 and 7:30 tomorrow morning. So remember, when an Oriole hits a homer, you hit the phone at 656-8134. 656-8134.
It's time now for Baltimore Orioles baseball. The Orioles on WILM is brought to you in part by Chevrolet, who invites you to live the style, performance, and the fun of Chevrolet in 86. By Miller Beer, purity you can see, quality you can taste. Miller, made the American way since 1855. By Amoco Premium Lead Free, Amoco, your car knows. By Loyola Federal Savings, strong and competitive, one of Maryland's leading financial institutions. And by Gwaltney Meats, when you care enough to serve the best, Gwaltney is still the choice. Now, Orioles baseball is on the air on WILM.
And Oriole baseball is on the air. As
fortunately,
the Orioles and the
some broadcast professionalism was within easy reach.
In the news on Electric 106, this is Davey Crockett at 9 o'clock. This weekend, the premiere of the B movies. It's Born American, Blue Velvet, and Bullies.
WTRK, Philadelphia.
That puts the wraps on Market Scope for another month. Thank you for the reception reports, and please keep those cards and letters coming. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And I just talked to Phil a couple nights ago and found out that he's thinking very seriously about taking a job at a radio station doing radio sales and maybe moving within the next couple weeks or so. And when he does, I'll be sure to mention his new address here on the DX Audio Service. But until that time, it still remains 4915 Heather Downs, HEATHERDOWNS, number 6, Toledo, Ohio, 43614. And his telephone number is area code 419-382-2797. One thing that Phil did make mention to me, he says that if you have any comments, critiques, or even suggestions for future Market Scopes, be sure to drop him a card or a letter. And to answer your next question, yes, that was yours truly there on that air check, along with Phil Mother Wayne. And Jerry Starr was the guy doing the IDs for the WNRC 650. Phil and I brought up our little transmitter that I have out in the garage and put that on up at the National Radio Club Convention in Newcastle. And yes, it will be on the air for the 1987 National Radio Club Convention. In fact, we'll have two transmitters, one which will be on 1610 called WTIS. So it should be very interesting, and of course we'll be enlisting volunteers from the ranks and hopefully be able to put on some good broadcasting from the 1987 National Radio Club Convention. Right now, I'd like to turn the microphone over to our interview portion, and today we're going to be speaking with Graham Barclay, who is the operator of Kiwi Radio, which is in New Zealand. Many of us haven't had a whole heck of a lot of chance to hear any radio from New Zealand or even Australia or any part in the South Pacific. And Graham's going to enlighten us with some information about that particular area and about radio in New Zealand. Graham, it's nice to have you with us on this edition of the DX Audio Service.
Well, thank you very much there. It's a great pleasure to be with you on this edition of the DX Audio Service, and I hope that the information that we can give you about Kiwi Radio and New Zealand Radio will be beneficial to all.
Graham, we have over 9,000 radio stations in the United States on both AM and FM. About how many radio stations are in New Zealand?
In New Zealand, there are approximately 67 Radio New Zealand or government AM stations, including relay links, plus three government FM broadcasting stations. In contrast, there are only about 18 private AM stations and 9 FM stereo stations. So it obviously seems that the New Zealand government are not too willing to allow private control over the majority of broadcasting stations in New Zealand.
Well, what are some of your local stations, their frequencies and powers?
In the Hawke's Bay, with a population of approximately 100,000 people, there are 5 broadcasting stations as such. 3 AM stations and 2 FM stations, of which 4 are government controlled and 1 privately owned. The 3 AM broadcasting stations are 2YZ, the national program of Radio New Zealand, on 639 kilohertz with 20,000 watts of power, 772ZK on 765 kilohertz with 2,000 watts of power, playing mainly middle of the road top 40 high rotation programming, and Bay City Radio 2ZC on 1278 kHz with 2,000 watts of power, being mainly news, information and sport, along with music programming. On the FM side, we have the concert program of Radio New Zealand, 2HCP on 91.1 MHz with 3,000 watts of power, and the Bay's only private broadcaster station, legally, is 2HBN 93 FM on 92.75 MHz with 3,000 watts of power.
Well, can you hear any signals from outside your area, or is there kind of a monopoly of signals?
In New Zealand, we have no real hassle in trying to pick up the majority of New Zealand broadcasting stations, which occupy a large spectrum of the AM band. But we do have the opportunity of listening to stations from outside New Zealand on frequencies that are not taken up by New Zealand stations. For example, 1070 KNX in Los Angeles, 1580 KDAY in Santa Monica, and also 1570 gives us the opportunity of listening to XERF in Mexico. And further down on the bottom end of the band, we have been fortunate to be able to listen to stations such as KSSK from Hawaii, and we have no trouble picking up Fijian and Samoan stations, along with a whole host of other South Pacific stations. And as the evening progresses, we find the opportunity of Australian stations coming in very, very well.
Now, I understand that Kiwi Radio is what we call a pirate station or unlicensed radio station. Can you tell us something about Kiwi Radio?
Well, Kiwi Radio began basically back in 1977 and has been continuing to broadcast since then with its ups and downs. We've transferred through the AM, FM, shortwave and longwave bands, doing multiple broadcasts on some frequencies. However, we've been busted three times, and this has resulted in a total fines of over $1,700 to our wallets. We've also lost around six transmitters to the postal authorities, but we still continue to broadcast. We're now in our ninth year of broadcasting, and our programs, although have been heavily restricted per transmission-wise, we seem to be gaining a ever-demanding resource of mail coming in and saying, please give us information about Kiwi Radio. So we are trying to cope with that as much as we can. Kiwi Radio, though, basically is on the air, not to kick the government or the broadcasting regulations in the guts, to say, but to just point out the fact that privately owned broadcasting stations by private individuals should be allowed in order to give people the choice of radio that they should be entitled to listen to in a democracy. Countries such as Ireland and France have now allowed broadcasting to be very, very open, and therefore the number of stations that you can tune into in those two countries, for example, are rather excessive, but they do cater for all minority groups. And Kiwi Radio has found it very, very difficult to be on the air here in New Zealand for the sake of our natural boundaries being the oceans, and also the government postal authorities being rather a hassle and trying to track us down all the time.
Well, have you ever been busted or hassled?
Yes, we have had trouble with the local authorities. As we said earlier, we've been busted three times, first in 1980, then again in 1982, and our more recent one was in July of 1985. We got fined on all occasions, and we lost our transmitters, but we still continue to broadcast. The local authorities, in the way of the radio detection department, seem to hassle us all the time, but because of our ideas of trying to keep one step ahead of them, we have so far succeeded into this date of 1986.
Well, what are some of your powers, your frequencies, and transmitters that you use?
Well, we broadcast, when we broadcast, on the FM band at 89.0 or 91.8 MHz using 100 watts of power, using a 45-degree rotated dipole, aluminium dipole antenna. We broadcast sometimes on the medium wave band with 100 watts of power on 1575 kilohertz using a half wave dipole long wire antenna. And also we use a long wire half dipole antenna for our shortwave transmissions, with about our power ranging from 200 watts up to 1700 watts. We broadcast on frequencies of approximately 5850 kilohertz or in the 41-meter band at approximately 7,300 kilohertz.
Graham, how would you describe Kiwi's programming?
Well, we describe it as a program that's very similar to a lot of other radio stations, but we also feature stations from overseas, like relay programs from Radio Pacific, Radio Tutankhamun, Kanzoni Radio, Radio Waves International, and a whole lot of others. We also have the privilege of relaying a station from the Fort Worth-Dallas Metroplex called KZEW, and George Kamak rock and roll alternative through the Four Freedoms World Service brought out by John England.
What do your listeners think about your station?
Well, we've had our ups and downs. We haven't had too many hassles, but overall the impression has been fairly good.
Well, what are some of your future goals for Kiwi Radio?
Well, at the moment, we just aim to keep broadcasting in the capacity that we are, and we are looking at broadcasting regulations and possible changes in the future to those regulations to allow much easier entry into the legal broadcasting spectrum.
Well, Graham, I'd like to thank you for talking with us about Kiwi Radio, and hopefully we'll be able to hear your station on either the medium wave or on the shortwave dial.
Well, thank you very much. I hope the information that you've gleaned from the information that we've been able to give you has been helpful.
Best of luck, Graham. Now, I'd like to play for our audience some of the news stories and some of the stuff from Kiwi Radio, which I think you're going to find very interesting.
An illegal radio station has been taken off the air after a raid by Hastings police and post office inspectors over the weekend. Kiwi Radio spokesman Graham Barclay says two transmitters and other equipment have been confiscated after the police search in Hastings on Saturday night. Mr. Barclay says the pirate radio station will replace the equipment and is determined to be back on air by the end of the month.
They will, of course, take us to court once again, as we've been there twice before. And we will be, although we are guilty technically of being on the air without a license, we will be pleading not guilty on the grounds that broadcasting in New Zealand is state monopolised, and the fact that the radio spectrum is a part of the airwaves, which legally everybody in New Zealand is allowed to use.
Hastings police have confirmed they assisted radio inspectors in searching for the transmission equipment on Saturday night.
27 2ZK News on the hour. Good afternoon, I'm Warren Thomas. The Hawke's Bay radio station was closed down by the police and post office on Saturday night for broadcasting without a warrant. Post office acting district engineer Lloyd Beach says the closure was a routine operation because the station was operating illegally. Radio operator Graham Barclay says his station, Kiwi Radio, has been broadcasting to the South Pacific for about 6 hours on Saturday since 1982. He says he hopes to be back on the air in about a month's time.
K-I-W.
More music.
Let's go.
K-I-W-I.
Hello there.
Let's go.
K-I-W-I. Hello there.
Yes, indeed. Hello there at 91.8 FM. It's K-I-W-I. Free radio from the Hawke's Bay. And Kiwi Raywin's here keeping me company this evening. So I hope that you're out there keeping me company across the airwaves this evening. 20 past 9 on Stereo 92, 91.8. K-I-W-I, with the Pet Shop Boys and a little track called Opportunities.
And that's what Kiwi Radio, K-I-W-I, sounds like in Hastings, New Zealand. According to the most recent edition of Radio Database International, which is written by Larry Magny and Tony Jones by International Broadcast Services Limited, the last time Kiwi Radio was heard was on 5849 kilohertz from 0430 to 0730 UTC, with an alternate frequency of 7340 kilohertz on the same times, and mostly on Saturday and Sunday. So give a listen to those approximate spots on the dial, and you might be able to hear Kiwi Radio, K-I-W-I. Also, a little piece of information. The Rock and Roll Alternative is heard every Sunday from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. on KZEW FM 97 in Dallas, and of course heard on Kiwi Radio via 4FWS. And if you want some more information, you can write to First Wave, Post Office Box 7, Venus, Texas, and the zip code is 76084. And for more details, just ask for a free bulletin. Quote, don't take freedom for granted. The 4FWS answer line is area code 817-588-0941.
We got a computer whose name is Riley.
Our next story deals with computers.
We live in the life of Riley at WIBC.
Computers can be a DXer's best friend. However, they can also be a DXer's biggest enemy.
Wouldn't you really rather, Riley?
Does your neighbor have a computer?
Couldn't you Riley rather, really?
Or are those strange buzzing sounds just your radio?
Riley, really rather, dazzle Indianapolis, WIBC.
No, Now, Riley and his brothers and cousins and all the PCs at large do not deliberately cause interference. However, computers do emit a certain amount of RFI, or radio frequency interference, which can cause problems to the DXer. If you live in an apartment, there may be someone above or below you which has a small computer system, and the interference which is created by the small microprocessor computer chips can get into your radio and cause you severe problems. For example, this interference can go from 150 kHz all the way up to 450 MHz, depending on the type of computer. Now, some computers are rather bad as far as emitting interference, and some are real good. Most recently, at a computer show in Columbus, Ohio, the Federal Communications Commission slapped liens on several computer manufacturers because of so-called dirty circuits, where the computer actually emitted more RFI than was tolerated under Part 15 of the FCC rules and regulations. This interference can cause you a lot of problems when you're trying to DX the radio dial. So as an example, what I thought I'd do is give you basically a on-site example of RFI at work. Here in the DX Audio Service, we use a Uniden CR2021 as a receiver here for AM broadcast band, as well as a McKay Dimick. And we also have, no more than 4 feet away, a TRS-80 Model 1 computer with a 5-megabyte hard disk. And what I'm going to do now is turn on the radio. This is how WJR 760 in Detroit, Michigan sounds in Lima, Ohio during their evening talk show. Now let's turn on the TRS-80 Mod 1 computer and see what noise we get. Okay, now I'm going to type in the name of the program which I want, which is my music research program, and let the computer find it. There it is, up on the screen, profile. Now what I'm going to do is ask the computer to find me a certain record. Here we are up in the menu. We'll type in the name of the record. Now it's sorting. It's looking through the entire computer file to see if it can find that particular record. Can you hear WJR? Listen. That's typical interference from a TRS-80 computer. Now we're back to the menu. I'm going to signal it to go off. And dump out of the program and turn off the computer system. Let's see if WJR comes back.
Say the same thing. And, you know, I think that works well. Because
that's WJR's typical signal on 760 here in Lima, Ohio. More with John. Computers, friend, foe, or just a evil necessity?
Necessity. Listen, necessity. WIBC, it's the mother of invention.
So the next time you hear those squeaks and squalls, don't normally blame your radio. It might be some RFI lurking around the corner. I'd like to thank one of our members for suggesting the story on computers, RFI, and radios. And if you have any comments or suggestions for anything we should have here on the service, be sure to drop me a card or a letter to the DX Audio Service here in Lima, Ohio, or to headquarters up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club, Cambridge, Wisconsin.
93 WKY, Oklahoma City.